This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Thursday reveling in his impeachment acquittal and taking aim at those he said did him wrong. We get details on the President's Day from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a packed East Room, the President held up a newspaper headline reading acquitted, insisting the House impeachment charges against him were illegitimate.
We went through hell. Unfairly, did nothing wrong.
And blasting those he says did wrong, from FBI officials to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
These are the crookedest, most dishonest, dirtiest people I've ever seen.
His victory lap began at the National Prayer Breakfast, where he railed about people trying to destroy him, stunning the crowd at a normally bipartisan event, including Pelosi, who shook her head.
It was just so completely inappropriate, especially at a prayer breakfast.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The head of the Democratic Party is now calling for a do-over in Iowa after technical issues and delays have muddied the results of Monday's caucuses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says a recanvass is needed to assure public confidence after technical issues and delays. He says enough is enough. With almost all the precincts reporting, it appears Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders are tied for the lead. But with missing data and numerous errors reported, the Associated Press is unable to declare a winner. President Trump has seized on the chaos, saying Democrats want to take over health care, but they can't even count simple votes. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to tune to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Chinese state television reports the number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak has risen to more than 600 as of Thursday. As AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports, the doctor who first reported the virus is one of them.
A doctor in China who was among the first to warn about the coronavirus outbreak has died after coming down with the illness. Wuhan Central Hospital says on its social media account, Dr. Li Wenliang was unfortunately infected during the fight against the pneumonia epidemic of the new coronavirus infection. The statement says Li was 34 years old. According to news reports, Li was reprimanded by local police for allegedly spreading rumors about the illness in late December. The outbreak centered in Wuhan has now infected over 31,000 people globally and killed more than 600. I'm Mike Gracia.
A British monitoring group says Israeli missile strikes killed at least 23 pro-Iranian fighters near Damascus Thursday. Israel is not commenting, but Syrian state media said their air defense repelled a number of attacks. We get details from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Syrian state news agency said that Syrian troops shot down a number of missiles. But Rami Abdurrahman of the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says there is more to the story. He said at least 23 fighters were killed, possibly including some Iranians, and that the missiles caused extensive damage. In the past, Israel has confirmed similar airstrikes, saying that Israel will not allow Iran to expand its control of Syria and will not allow weapons convoys to Hezbollah in Lebanon. This time, Israel did not confirm or deny its involvement in the air assault, perhaps due to the high reported death toll. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Prosecutors rested their case in former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York Thursday. Weinstein's lawyers have begun their defense. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Jurors heard from six women over more than 2 weeks. Some said they kept saying no, 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 but Weinstein ignored them. Others say he justified his behavior by saying that that was the way to get by in Hollywood. Now the defense will call witnesses. His team has not said yet if Weinstein himself will testify. Harvey Weinstein's attorney, Donna Rotuno, immediately asked the judge to dismiss the case. The judge said no. The defense is looking to raise doubts about the women's recollections of encounters with Weinstein that in some cases are more than a decade or two old. He has maintained any sexual encounters were consensual. I'm Ed Donahue.
A record day again on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.3%. The S&P was up 0.3%. The NASDAQ gained 0.2%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.